I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale, and today I am joined by Marissa Meager, who is with the Winnebago County Health Department, and you are going to talk about a really good program that I think a lot of people who are, you know, starting their families need to be aware of. So tell me a little bit about the car seat program here in Winnebago County.
Yeah, so the car seat program, first and foremost, we want kids to be safe. Focusing on Winnebago County, we have families who are new to the area, maybe families who it's been a few years since they've used a car seat, or brand new families. And so we kind of meet the parents where they're at with that, whether that's a phone call, talking somebody through it with video. We have 4 certified car seat techs now, and 2 of them are bilingual, which is kind of a nice way to communicate with our Spanish-speaking population in preferred language. We don't have to use an on-the-phone interpreter,
right?
Which is nice because car seats are visual. Mm-hmm. Installing that car seat's visual. We use a lot of hand gestures to just show where things are fitting correctly, and you just can't do that over the phone. So they're in-person appointments. They currently are now at the Fox Crossing Fire Department, so in our Nina area. Mm-hmm. And then we just started a new partnership with the Oshkosh Fire Department, so that's where our Oshkosh car seat clinics are held.
So these are car seat clinics where people come and say, how do I set up my car seat properly? Is that pretty much it?
Yeah. We do a little screening ahead of time to know what we're getting into. Sometimes we have to try to figure out how to get 3 car seats across in some of those smaller cars, which is a whole level of puzzle. So if you like puzzles, consider being a car seat tech. But a lot of times, yeah, new parents or grandparents too, being like, I just need help or peace of mind. I just did a few this week that were new parents that they're like, I just want that peace of mind that I did this right. Mm-hmm. And so they come in. Sometimes it's an excellent confidence boost. I say, I'm like, you try installing it yourself. Mm-hmm. And either we work out the kinks, figure out where you went wrong with that, or a great confidence boost of like, you are a master at installing your car seat for your kid. And then, so those are for people who have car seats and just need that little extra help.
Right.
We also, with part of our program, for those who qualify, if they don't have the financial means to have a seat, again, from what I said at first, our goal is to keep kids safe.
Right.
And so we do have some limited availability to provide some car seats for kids. And we go through the installation process with them, best practices of how to keep those kids safe. So that way we don't have any kids going around without a seat because of a financial barrier.
Now, car seats are required by Wisconsin law to be there for children up to, is it 5 years old now?
So it varies.
Okay.
So Wisconsin law is rear facing, so facing backwards, what you think of when you see a little newborn baby, until 1 year.
Okay.
We like to look at best practices and also what the car seat says. Best practices are rear facing till about 2 years. Just everything's just a little bit more developed. If you have to do a quick stop, baby's body's a little bit more proportional to their head,
right?
Neck controls, so the head's not going forward as much. So that's why we say try to keep those kids rear facing longer. And then for before they can be in a booster, it is right now 4 years old,
okay,
40 pounds and over 40 inches tall.
Gotcha.
To be in a booster seat. So that's with either they're sitting on something or that hard shell to have with the seatbelt. It just helps lift them up so that seatbelt, which is designed for adults.
Right.
Cars are not designed for children.
They're really not.
No, they're not at all. Or short people.
Agreed.
So it just helps get the seatbelt at the safest place for the kiddos.
Okay.
So that's where they're up to a booster. And then when they're out of a booster is when a kid can sit in the seat with their back against the back of their seat, their knees folded, and their feet touching the ground.
Oh, so they've got to be in a booster until their feet can touch the ground.
Yes, with it folded. So when you said five, I'm like, it depends. I mean, yeah. We have a lot of tall kiddos. And also it depends on the seat. For example, my 10-year-old nephew, in the van that they have, he can ride without a booster. He can sit perfectly, everything. But then I have an SUV that has those deep bucket seats. Mm-hmm. And he just can't quite touch the floor yet. So he has to be in a booster in my car. So,
oh, I bet he loves that.
Oh, he hates riding in my car.
Of course he does. Do you also, with the car seat program, take a look at the car seats themselves to make sure that they are still usable? Because I know a lot of people, when they're trying to save money, will shop Facebook Marketplace or garage sales, and will buy used car seats in an attempt to save money. I mean, they're expensive. Things can get expensive for new parents. But some of them have been recalled. So do you have a way to help them determine if their car seat is safe?
Yeah, absolutely. And we do have several parents who do the Facebook Marketplace thing. Because of what you said, we do generally discourage that because you don't know the history of the seat. You don't know if it got into a car crash and there might be an interior part that's busted.
Gotcha.
So we do talk with the parents or grandparents, whoever has that seat, and ask, oh, where did you get this? There's no judgment. We go through it with them. We have a list of recalled car seats.
Oh, good. So you've got that list and can help them. And
yep. And if it, if they did, for example, get it on Marketplace, they don't have the finances to get one and it has been a recalled seat, that's when we help with our program to cover that.
We'll return later with more of our conversation with Marissa Meager of the Winnebago County Health Department. This is Valley Focus on WISS. I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale on WISS in Oshkosh and Appleton, and we're continuing our conversation with Marissa Meager of the Winnebago County Health Department on their car seat program. We pick up the conversation on the topic of buying used car seats at places like Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist or garage sales. Here's our continued interview with Marissa Meager. Do you have a way to help them determine if their car seat is safe?
Yeah, absolutely. And we do have several parents who do the Facebook Marketplace thing. Because of what you said, we do generally discourage that because you don't know the history of the seat. You don't know if it got into a car crash and there might be an interior part that's busted.
Gotcha.
So we do talk with the parents or grandparents, whoever has that seat, and ask, oh, where did you get this? There's no judgment. We go through it with them. We have a list of recalled car seats.
Oh, good. So you've got that list and can help them. And
yep. And if it, if they did, for example, get it on Marketplace, they don't have the finances to get one and it has been a recalled seat, that's when we help with our program to cover that. If they do have, they're like, oh, I can just go buy one, then we walk them through that and how to get rid of that seat where someone else might not accidentally pick it up on the side of the road and be right. Like, oh, good, a car seat. And with the recalls, I'm glad you brought that up. One thing we are now doing is we have the parents check for recalls on their vehicles.
Okay.
So we have a QR code that they can snap on their phone. If they don't have a phone that has that or their camera's broken, things like that, we can look it up for them to see if there's any particular recalls that would affect the installation of the seat.
Gotcha.
So there's a couple of them where you're not allowed to use this particular back tether, which helps the forward seat to stay against the back of the car without it moving forward. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of vehicles where you can't use that on the back passenger right-hand side.
Oh my gosh.
So it's something that I'm not a car person. I am not in tune with the car world. So that way the parents can figure that out. And if they find out that there's a recall, they can reach out and get that fixed at no cost to them as well. So it gives them that peace of mind and that knowledge to get their car as safe as possible as well.
I like that. Now, if somebody has questions, new parent, grandparent, even an old parent, you know, who's got a new baby on the way or whatnot, if they have questions and are just concerned about this car seat or making sure, do they call you guys? Do you prefer emails? How do you prefer that they get in touch with you?
Yeah, I prefer whatever method that they'll respond to. Many times playing phone tag with a parent, finding out that they prefer text. Then we go through text message. We have a secure texting line as well. So most of the time it is phone call, okay. But we do have an email address. Everything gets forwarded directly to me unless I'm out of office. Then we have another tech answering. But all the car seat questions are answered by a national certified car seat technician for that peace of mind there.
And what is the phone number or email to reach out to you?
Yes. So the phone number would be 920-232-3000. And they talk to our front desk staff and they direct them to me or if I'm out of the office, to the designated car seat tech.
Okay. And the email address?
Health. So health at winnebagocountywi.gov. It's a very long email, but on if you go on our website, there is like a link you can click as well, and that you can just Google Winnebago County Health Department. It pops up. If all of a sudden you go to Illinois, just make sure you put Wisconsin in there because there is a county in Illinois also called Winnebago County.
I have made that mistake many times, so don't feel bad if that happens to you. And I'm a reporter, and I'm sitting there, Winnebago County, and why am I in Illinois? Anyway, is there anything you'd like to add that we haven't talked about the car seat program?
Yeah. One thing is they are by appointment only.
Okay.
This is a big piece of my work, but and my coworkers' work, not our only work. We're not sitting waiting for the beacon of a car seat to come into the sky. So it is by appointment only. We are pretty flexible as far as we have two car seat clinics a month, like I said, which is the second Wednesday in Oshkosh, and then the fourth Thursday in our Neenah location. However, babies laugh in the face of due dates.
They do.
So those new parents, if they want that quick check, we work with them on their schedule and ours to find a time that works. If it's outside the clinic, it's outside the clinic for that quick peace of mind check. And it is, another thing I'd like to say is, it's an interactive educational appointment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not parents sitting on their phone. Parents are busy, I know. However, this is child safety. We want to make sure that the parent is paying attention, the grandparent is paying attention, because if this seat ever has to be taken out, I want that parent to feel really confident to be able to reinstall it safely.
Absolutely. So this is a situation where if you're going to call Winnebago County Health and you know, get with a car seat certified technician?
National certified car seat technician.
There we go. National certified car seat technician. That you're going to want to allow yourself a time to pay attention and actually watch what you're going to do. And then, two, you're going to not only time, but you need to be present for it.
Yes.
You need to pay attention. You need to work with the technician to learn.
Yes. And appointments work best if they can bring the child that they are fitting into that appointment. Obviously, a pregnant mom, they're bringing the kid with them. I just go through how to adjust it. We do have baby dolls. So okay. If it is their first child and they are a visual person, we can show them strapping the baby doll in. The reason why we ask for the kids to come, if possible, is we can make sure that harness is to the right adjustment of height for them.
Right. Marissa Meager from the Winnebago County Public Health Department, thank you very much for joining us today on Valley Focus on WISS.